The strategy focuses on joint ventures and equity positions. In these models, the First Nations retain its rights and title while the Chinese partner provides the capital and expertise to develop the resource under a profit sharing or lease agreement. So while China already remains a bit of a dominant force within the global mineral supply chain, recent and somewhat new Canadian federal policies on March 26, a report came out that kind of supports this theory. The Bureau, the provincial government's implementation of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples Act, or DRIPA, combined with a series of landmark court decisions confirming Aboriginal title over specific territories, has rapidly altered the legal landscape governing resource extraction in Western Canada. More land is now subject to Indigenous control. More projects require Indigenous consent. These are, in principle, corrections to historical wrongs, but also mean that the pathways to Canada's most strategically valuable resources, lithium, cobalt, rare earth elements, timber, and LNG, now runs, in many cases, directly through First Nations governments.